Time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
Along with our co-host, Miss Libby Rowey. See, I almost put you in there. Next time, you will be right there.
Okay.
With the big voice guy. I promise. Yeah. I'm telling you, I promise. Welcome Saturday morning, BEC Power Talk, and we are ready to go. This is almost like a BEC roast, because our special guest, we're going to really highlight her in just a second. She's already laughing. I haven't even introduced her.
I thought we'd roast you.
That's all the time.
Yeah.
But today, it's...
it's like a radio crossover event.
Yeah. How about that? Like a TV show. Okay, I got you. She's watching a lot of TV at home. But it's a radio crossover. Terry in the studio. Libby in the studio. Happy Saturday again, my friend.
Happy Saturday, Terry, and our lovely listeners.
That's right. And we are so glad to be with you again. And today, we really are going to talk about sort of the why. You know, the why and what we do. Because BEC does some amazing things. And one of the people that does the amazing things alongside you and your team.
Oh, yeah.
Is our partner in crime, Yahaira Bess.
Mm-hmm.
She is joining us on the crossover. So, how are you, Yahaira? Good Saturday to you.
Hi. I am so glad to be here with you guys. This is a little bit different from me.
That's right.
Versus, you know, I'm always doing it in Spanish. But this is unique. I like it. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yes.
And Yahaira, if you need to just bust into some Spanish, go ahead.
Hey, hola.
And that's what I was trying to think, too. I'm like, okay, I got to make sure English. This is not Spanish. It's different.
But everybody knows that hola is hi, so you can say
it. That's right.
Yeah, so there it is. But Libby, we want to highlight Yahaira's role today.
Yes. So Berkeley Electric is a member-owned cooperative, mm-hmm. and in addition to delivering reliable and affordable power to our members, we do everything that we can to enhance their lives.
Right.
And I have the delightful job of
the honor.
Yes, the honor,
and the pleasure
of our department leading that effort, and Yahaira plays a really unique role at the co-op, and she leads our outreach to our limited English proficiency members, or our Hispanic members,
okay.
folks who don't speak English full time,
okay.
Are more comfortable speaking Spanish to communicate.
I got you. Wow, limited English proficiency is. Well, put that on your resume there. That's good.
Yeah. I think it's a government term. I don't know where we
Yeah, that must be something new.
Started
as,
using it.
As we continue to shape those things. But I get it.
Yeah.
But certainly limited English proficiency. Certainly we're probably primarily talking about folks that they speak what would be more of the Latin community that speaks Spanish, Portuguese, or what have you.
Yeah.
But primarily Spanish-speaking folks.
Yeah, we focus on Spanish right now, but as Yahaira has talked about a lot in the past, Portuguese is a growing population, and there's certainly lots of other languages
that
people speak in our wonderful community.
And for the folks listening that probably never considered that, okay, Portuguese and Spanish are different. They are, I won't say very, but they are definitely distinctly different.
Yeah, they're different languages.
Yeah. So, but Yahaira Bess, who works in that area, a lot of focus in the public relations and grassroots. Let's ask her some questions. Can we drill down a little bit this morning?
Yeah, let's turn the show over to Yahaira.
You get the lead questions.
Okay, so Yahaira's been with Berkeley Electric for 16 years now?
Yes, 16 years.
She's only 18. Wow.
Yeah. So what initially brought you to the Charleston area and then to Berkeley Electric?
Well, been here in Charleston for about 21 years. I started working at a finance company at that time called American General Finance. But I was also working a part-time job as a translator at a car auction, and doing like office work, a lot of office work, and helping those that would come in, purchasing vehicles, paperwork, you name it, and I was pretty much the translator. But I heard about the cooperative through some friends who actually still work at the co-op, and they told me about Berkeley Electric and how wonderful it is and how they were looking for a call center representative at that time. And I was like, well, let me go ahead and put in the application and see from there. So I guess you can say the rest is history after that.
Well, 21 years, that's a long time. So we'll call it history. But you're right. You've been there a while.
Yeah. And her finance experience still comes in handy because as needed, she helps out with some loan closings. You know,
we
have loans for energy efficiency upgrades for our members. So. Yahira is a one-woman band. She does it all, and loan closings is just one more thing she does.
So just
to make sure, because I know Terry said 21 years here in Charleston.
Oh yeah.
But 16 years with the co-op. Matter of fact, in May was my anniversary, my work anniversary for 16 years.
Well, congratulations there, 16, your sweet 16 years.
That's right, sweet 16.
At the co-op. Well, let me ask you a question here. Yahira Best on the Crossover Show today. Why is it important for Berkeley Electric to have planned outreach and communication to members who are limited in English proficiency? Huh? Why is this important?
Well, you know, we provide an essential service, and that's co-ops. We serve all of our members, and we always strive to meet them where they are. So not being proficient in a dominant language, you know, opens a person up to a lot of risk as far as, like, scams. And we want them to see us as a trusted resource. You know, it helps build not only that, but it also helps build the gap of uncertainty by being transparent to our members. And the only way to do that is through, you know, communication, but having that communication where we can connect with them. And not only that, then they also immediately feel connected with us, and they have that sense of relief that, wow, you know, they understand me. I'm talking to someone that actually gets it. And that's how we just start building relationships and go from there.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And I think to the lay person out there that's just listening, imagine you travel to France on vacation. Mm-hmm. You know how you feel when you're there for a week? It's like you're like having a great time, but you're like, man, oh boy.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, just moving around and navigating.
Yeah, it's hard to connect with people, and that's a vacation.
Exactly.
Try setting up electrical service and not being
your everyday living. Exactly. Mm-hmm. My point exactly. So it is important.
Yeah, and I'm very thankful for technology as well, because I know that now, you know, a lot of people use that Google and they try to translate. However, it's not the same because sometimes things can be misunderstood, misinterpreted. So it's always still nice to have someone of their culture to connect with them, to understand.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, Saturday morning, Berkeley Electric Power Talk. Libby is in the studio and crossed over way over on the other side of they said behind God's back over there in Monk's Corner.
No, she's in Goose Creek today.
Oh, she's in Goose Creek. Okay. Yeah. Well, not too far away then. In the metro is Yahira Best, Public Relations and Grassroots Specialist with Berkeley Electric Cooperative. So you take this next question, because you can ask her this and probably not get in trouble. It seems like if I ask, I'll be in trouble. So.
Well, you know, I've only been with the co-op a wonderful 18 months, a year and a half. So I can't hold a candle to the tenure that Yahira has. But when I was interviewing, I was so impressed to hear that we have many bilingual employees to help serve our members. And I know it always just makes me so proud every time I witness firsthand Yahira helping someone who I can't help because I'm monolingual.
Okay.
But Yahira, can you think of a couple of experiences? Tell us a few stories about interacting with members who prefer to speak in Spanish.
Yeah, wow, it's like 16 years. There's a lot of stories. but just building those relationships has with the Spanish-speaking members, that would have to be my biggest reward. You know, from the beginning, when I first started with the phones, with connecting with them, then moving all over to the offices and member service side and actually having that face-to-face, I think that right there is what opened a huge gap because it just, I should say it closed a huge gap because now people were starting to come into the office, like looking for me by name, like, where is Yahira? I need to speak with her. They wouldn't even want to speak with anyone else. They're like, wow. No, we just need to speak with her. And it could have been about anything, you know, just after you talk to them, they just sometimes, yeah, they're upset. They're frustrated. They just want to release that frustration. But then it's whether it's like high bills or not having the money to pay the bill because of unseen circumstances. It's like we want to connect, you know, they want to just hear someone that can help them. And there has been plenty of stories, especially when I moved over to the Goose Creek office with members. And one of the stories that always hits me and hits home dearly has been with our line crew. When our line crew goes out and if they find, you know, a trouble, sometimes, you know, they have to cut power for a hazardous condition. And this is just because of the safety of our members. We're looking out for them and we're always looking out for them. Mm-hmm. That's our priority. And when you get, you know, one of our members that doesn't understand our line crew out in the field as to, oh, my God, why are they cutting my power? My bill is paid.
Right.
Then you have to explain to them. And I did. I explained to them exactly what happened. And I was able to turn that situation that probably could have been a little ugly situation, try to turn it into the most positive, hey, this is why they're doing this. It's for your safety and your family because, you know, they also had children in the home. So for me to be able to relate that and actually translate that to our members as to why we're doing it, and then for them to understand that and get it, was like, that's a reward for me because at the end of the day, we did our job. The member is safe. The member understands. And to me, that's just self-rewarding.
That's a good example, and that's grassroots at its best right there. Because like you said, if somebody can't comprende or comprehend, understand why that's happening, there's a lot of anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming their way, and you were able to quell that, calm the storm, if you will. And, wow, good job right there. That's a good example.
Yeah, Hira, were you the first bilingual representative that Berkeley Electric hired?
I was the second bilingual.
Oh, okay.
Robert Vasquez the first one, and he retired. Definitely miss him. But, yes, the second one, and been a trooper. I've been there, and I love it. Co-op is my passion. It's my life. I love serving our members and helping our members out. So, God willing, I'll probably be there until I retire.
All right. Another 72 years or so. But you're doing a great job. Here's a question I have for you. I think you sort of answered it in the human form because you, the grassroots specialist, are sort of do what I'm going to ask you. But what else has the cooperative done to improve access to information to our LEP members, which that stands for Limited English Proficiency to the listening audience? We call them LEP members. What else has been done?
Man, let me tell you, Terry, from when I started with the co-op until now, there has been major, major improvements of access of information to our LEP members. I mean, we're talking about translated applications, our member handbook, so many pamphlets, brochures that we now have available in Spanish, advertising, our phone options that we have, you know, through our call center, you know, our updated website. We have, you know, our website now can be translated in not just Spanish, but in all languages. And, of course, our weekly radio program, you know, from that's through La Raza. So, you know, me being, you know, the second bilingual person from now, it has come a very long way because we have reps in each, almost in each office, minus Allendale, but all of our district office, our call center has two reps that are there bilingual to help assist our members. And not only that, but we never did like community outreach as far as LEP events to mm-hmm. spread the word of what we offer our programs and services to our members. And we have come a long way that we are now getting more involved. We're doing more events and we're reaching out to the communities to try to get that information out there and get the programs and services that we have that our members don't even know about.
That's good stuff. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Yahira Best, she's our special guest. Usually she's in the studio with us, but today we are letting operate as our point of information, our special guest. So you're talking about the different things, including the weekly radio program that runs on La Raza, which is a Spanish language station in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think radio, and I know this is kind of a loaded question, I know the answer, but I want you to tell everyone why radio is a good way to reach members with limited English proficiency.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, in addition to our members not speaking English, those, you know, that have that trouble in doing so, mm-hmm. they may not also be able to read Spanish that well. So this gives us the opportunity, especially through our radio show, La Raza, on Saturday mornings, to give the communication, give them the information that they need that they're not able to receive. And if we think about it, a lot of our members, our LEP members, you know, they work during the week, and it's very tough for them to call us or even stop by the office during our normal business hours because, you know, they're out there, they're working, just, you know, trying to do what they can to provide for their family. So the radio is an excellent way, another form of communication to get the word out there. This is what's going on within your community. This is what we're going to be having at, you know, it could be events, it could be information, anything that we have. We just want to get the information out there to them.
Right. And like you said, a double whammy. Not speaking English and then maybe not reading Spanish well, that's putting you in a double deficit almost.
Yeah.
So that radio does make the difference. And speaking of she's not in a double deficit. She she reads and writes English very well. But as you said earlier, you're limited in your Spanish, if not non-existent.
Yeah, I took French in high school, so right.
You took French, so wow. She's,
yeah, I'm
yeah, she
worthless.
Went the whole
completely
other way.
Worthless.
Not worthless. but guess what? You get to ask this next question because you're actually asking this not as the radio host, but as just a person of interest.
So yeah, think. Yeah. So, Yahira, what all do you talk about on your show, Electrifying Conversations?
Yeah, so... you know, the electrifying conversations.
In Spanish.
Conversaciones electrificantes.
I've said that before.
Yeah, that might be a tongue twister for you, Terry.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, we try to, of course, once again, educate our members. So we are giving them co-op programs and services, you know, community news. I've had... you know, DHEC representative come and actually talk about COVID vaccinations. We've had Red Cross come out to speak about, you know, hurricane preparedness. I've had child safety, Amber Alerts, the importance of, you know, how to keep your children safe. We've had community leaders come and talk on our show, how they're making an impact for the Latino community. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to give them pointers. Some of our shows is how to save on your electric bill. You know, tips on what you can do to improve your energy efficiency because, hey, that's what we're all about, right? reliable and affordable electric. So we're trying to get those tips out there. And we also share stories. We like to share the stories of our coworkers, our employees that are our bilingual reps at the co-op. And I've even done shows with, like, you know, Our Lady of Mercy, which is another community outreach program in Johns Island. So I'm always welcoming all of the community leaders, especially those that might have someone that can pretty much carry on the conversation in Spanish, to come to the show and tell us, you know, what you're doing for the community and what information we can pass along to our LEP members.
And in a sense, your show, Electrifying Conversations, Conversaciones, I said it right?
Conversaciones Electrificantes.
Yes, Electrificantes. So I can do it. But it's really what we do on this show, but to the Spanish-speaking audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of the same elements.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. And you guys cover a lot of things that service the needs, once again, of the member owners that are a part of the LEP membership.
Right.
And we just started, too. I'm so sorry, Libby.
No, you're fine.
I was, like, just interested. But we just started this year, and it has been booming. It's been a whirlwind. I mean, I've enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, that's great. That's great. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Yahira Best is with us this morning. And little shift of focus because we're talking about all that she does as the public relations and grassroots specialist. Now, do you have a big team? I snuck my own question in, Libby.
Uh-oh. Going off script.
I know. Off script. Do you have a big team?
No, I wish I did have a big team.
Well, one day you'll have a big teen. Your children grow up, you have a big teen, not a big team. I got you. But let's go back, since my question, it threw you off. I'm sorry. But let's ask this question. We've talked about electrifying conversations, but the relationships that the cooperative has formed to reach more Spanish-speaking members. Let's talk about those things. We know about La Raza, mm-hmm. but what else? What else is out there that BEC has done?
So we have made relations with Charleston Hispanic Association. That's one of them. And, of course, as you mentioned, La Raza, we've been doing shows with them. Mm-hmm. There's also the Charleston Business Association. We've also, as a matter of fact, I did a show with them. They came out and they were able to speak on our show. So that's another organization that we've been working with them as well. And then the new thing that we're doing is with the Charleston River Dogs. So we also, and Libby can chime in and explain more about that one because that's a new one and that's been so much fun.
Okay. Yeah.
We've been so pleased with our partnership with the Charleston River Dogs this year. And one of the main pillars of that is our outreach to the Hispanic community. And similarly, they have those efforts. And there's this kind of two-pronged. One, they have a summer reading program with kids. And that was really kind of put on the back burner or more of an abridged version this year because of COVID and the players. You know, there's a lot of Spanish-speaking players on the River Dogs and baseball in general. Mm-hmm. So the athletes weren't able to get out to the schools. Their season started later, and because of COVID, weren't able to do as much as they normally would have liked. But the other piece to the River Dogs is they had, let's see, they're going to have 5 games total this season, 2 coming up later this month.
Okay.
Where the River Dogs become their Mexican alter ego, the Perros Santos. And they have different uniforms and everything. And we'll be out there with a booth and trying to engage with our members who might be at the ballpark that evening. But we also have special guest announcers during the game.
I was about to go there.
Yeah. Yahira, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we had the opportunity, Christian and myself had the opportunity to be guest announcers at the River Dogs game, which was
completely different, let's put it that way, because number one, I'm not a sports fanatic. I can probably sit there for a little bit, and that's about it, but I am really not a sports fanatic. But let me tell you something. Once I got going and I got in the show, in the grip of it, in that moment, it was so much fun. It really was. So I did learn. I did learn the baseball terminology, if that's what you would like to call it. And and I did very, very well. I had fun with it. I think that was it was a great experience, and I had fun with it. And we're looking forward to continuing and helping out as much as possible, you know, the River Dogs. And Christian did an awesome job. Christian is another one. I've done shows with him on La Raza. And he was the other guest announcer. Mm-hmm. And he did an awesome job as well.
Well, good deal. Yeah. That sounds like it was a lot of fun. Did you get to throw out the first pitch?
No. That was Mike. That was all Mr. Fuller.
Oh, okay.
So, Terry, I have to stay on this for a minute. Okay. I mean, this is a perfect example of who Yahaira is as a person. So she, not only doesn't care for sports, B doesn't know anything about baseball, but agrees to be an announcer live during the game and in Spanish. So, you know, there's...
That'll at least get you the Employee of the Month award, well, if not more.
So she not only takes it in stride and makes it happen somehow, but I was just talking to the general manager of the River Dogs yesterday, and he was just going on and on about how great Yahaira is. And I had to threaten him to leave her alone. She works at Berkeley Electric. She's not going to go work for him. And he is on notice.
He's recruiting you.
So,
Well, you definitely have earned Employee of the Quarter now, not just a month.
But I don't know. I just have to brag on Yahaira. I don't know any other human, myself included, who would take something so terrifying and just...
Run
use a baseball expression, hit it out of the park.
Okay, look at that. Hey, I like that. You just got Employee of the Week now with that slick vernacular. I like that. But look, we've got about two and a half minutes left. Time's flying. We're having too much fun. We're like the three amigas. So let's ask this final question. We've talked about a lot of great things that the Yahaira Best is doing on behalf of Berkeley Electric in the public relations and grassroots specialist area, but dealing with our limited English proficiency members. The question I would ask, you get about a minute to answer it, so let's see how you do. What's next for the LEP outreach at the Berkeley Electric Cooperative, huh?
Well, I'm open to everything. So anything that could come my way, I'm trying to just make sure that we can reach everyone and grow. So I hope to do more Hispanic business events, you know, that could be including the Charleston Hispanic Association, and then possibly engaging with other partners like the Charleston Metro Chamber.
Okay.
So there's just a whole bunch of stuff that's out there, and also getting our members involved in the grassroots efforts, because, you know, our members, they too are our voice.
Absolutely. And hey, have no fear. Maybe you'll be out there calling hockey next, too.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just going to put it out there, you know. But amazing stuff that you're doing, and we're just glad that we're teamed up, because you're doing a great work. And as Libby said, congratulations for all your successes in outreach, helping those who need help.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about.
If you are a member of Berkeley Electric Cooperative, you are so lucky to have Yahaira in your corner. Doing important work, not only with our LEP members, but grassroots efforts and just other general public relations efforts.
Indeed. And as we close out the show, we just want to say gracias.
Thank you. Gracias a ustedes.
Okay. Whatever you said, I appreciate it. No. De nada. De nada. You're welcome.
There you go. See, you got it, Terry.
I got it. All right. I'm back on the intro. That's what that means there. Inside joke. Everybody, have a great day.